It was 2 years ago, the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend.
I opened the door.
Betsy Reed Schultz got the visit every mother of someone deployed lives in fear of.
I said, I guess you want to come in.
It was two officers, including a military chaplain. She just kept thinking, this can't be happening.
And if I can just keep stalling, I know what they're here to say, but if I can stall, then I don't have to hear it.
Then they told her, her son, her only child, Army Captain Joseph Schultz, had been killed in Afghanistan, his Humvee blown up by an IED. Almost immediately, Betsy was surrounded by military assistants and family. There were funeral arrangements to make. She had to get to Dover Air Force Base to greet the casket. Betsy had run a bed and breakfast in Port Angeles for years. She'd even been president of the local chamber. Now, a lot of community members showed up to help her.
We had folks in the house that were making the phone calls.
Captain Joseph Schultz was 36 when he died. He'd traveled and worked around the world before joining the Army. He'd been a political aide in California and had an overseas appointment during the Clinton administration.
There were eight memorial services after he died, all over, including one in Israel.
As we sit on her couch, Betsy, who was a single mom, tells me about her son, how he never forgot a birthday or Mother's Day. Even when he was stationed in Iraq, he made sure she got flowers. Over the fireplace is a large, framed, black-and-white portrait of the two of them. Joseph's in a black shirt, his arm draped over his mom's shoulder. She tells me it was taken by a photographer friend shortly after Joseph enlisted, back in 2001.
He said, I took it because sometimes they don't come home, and you should have a picture with Joseph. Like a formal picture. I've got lots of pictures with Joseph, but this one is...
It's a really nice picture.
It's a nice picture.
Betsy says in many ways, as time passes, it becomes more difficult to cope. Initially, there's a lot of activity. Then gradually, everyone else gets back to their old lives. But she says,
your life is forever changed. And now you're dealing with it more independently than previously.
And she says it was thinking about this, about what happens to the families of fallen soldiers after everyone else is back in their old routine, that gave her an idea.
It's an old house.
Welcome to Captain Joseph House.
So we'll go through the dining room.
The idea is that this place will be turned into a specialized guest house, a sort of getaway for the families of soldiers killed in the wars since 9/11. This is the same three-story Tudor-style old mansion that Betsy ran as a B&B before closing it in 2010. Surrounded by gardens, it sits on a hill in Port Angeles' oldest neighborhood, looking out towards Vancouver Island on one side and the mountains on the other.
Hurricane Ridge is just right up there.
The goal is to raise money so that families from all over the country can come and spend a week here. They'll be able to hike, fly fish, and sightsee, or just hang out.
We have a deck out here.
Betsy says her hope is that families will realize it's all right to have fun again, even though your loved one isn't part of it.
And it's okay to run around and hoot and holler. It's okay to take pictures, and it can be painful, but it also can be healing.
She says a big part of the healing will come from the fact that three families at a time will be staying here. She says they'll be able to
visit, get up and have breakfast, and just talk to somebody else who, as close as you can say, I know how you feel.
There's a lot of remodeling still to be done. For example, an elevator has to be put in for family members who may be disabled. But what has been accomplished is impressive. The Captain Joseph House Foundation has been established, and groups such as the Green Beret Foundation have given money and helped get the word out nationally. The lender holding the note on the mortgage has donated the house. Still, I have to ask.
I mean, are there times when, you know, you're doing this wonderful project, but the reason that you were prompted to do it is very sad, wishing it wasn't here because of what sparked it.
And some days those are very sad days, and I'll talk to Joseph. I talk to Joseph. He's always in my heart, but sometimes I feel like I really know that he's right there somewhere. I can't imagine doing anything else at this point.
Betsy says when she ran the house as a bed and breakfast, Joseph always said it was the sort of place he could imagine bringing his children to. He never had any kids. But Betsy says one thing that keeps her going is the idea that someday soon there will be children in this house, the Captain Joseph House. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.